Yes. I am the neighborhood love Dylan, and this is another episode of Dope Made with Love, and I am back in the building. Yes, the second episode dropping in May. I'm on my four or five game winning streak. This is a four game winning streak because when I drop this shit, we winning the championship. Y'all got me fucked up. Nah, but listen. First of all, I really want y'all to know that I'm excited as shit to record right now. I'm on location. I'm fresh off the JOB, the plan B that makes the plan A work. I'm feeling good, rejuvenated. I've been having a hell of a 2 weeks. It's been a hell of a drop since the 5th of May. I'm so glad you guys. Not a hell of a drop. I mean, should I keep it like that? Because this is going to be a hell of a drop. Because y'all going to keep, lighting this motherfucker up like y'all been doing. Yes, I've been checking the analytics. Y'all been showing some love because y'all see me really putting in the work. I see what you did there. I see what y'all doing there, man. Long as I'm putting out and I got something to hear, you know what I'm saying? Y'all going to fuck with me. That's why I'm dropping the Neighborhood Love Dilla shirts. I'm doing it the top of June. So production will be in. Production is producting right now. Is producting a word? Productivity? I don't know. Whatever, but it's on the press. It's not hot off the press yet, but it's in the press. I'm gonna have all sizes. I'm doing a couple drops. I'm gonna do a couple color schemes. Just probably like two, maybe two or three in the beginning. Black, white. I'm not sure about the other joint, but I'm out here. I'm ready to open up shop. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling, man? I'm feeling so good, man. I'm feeling so much better than I did yesterday. And yesterday I felt really good. And it only goes up from here. That's what I'm saying. Whenever you at a down spot or still, when you in still motion, you know what I'm saying? Still motion, I'm gonna say is when physically you're still, but your mind be in motion, you know what I'm saying? All the good things to come, all the opportunities that's on its way. That's a great feeling to be. That's a great place to be, is to be still in motion. I think I'm gonna name the episode "Still in Motion." You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you still in motion, but it's still in motion, and you being still, like you sitting back, because everything that you ever desired, that you ever wrote down, that you ever been thinking of, it's gonna fall out the sky for you, because everything always works itself out. Like I always say, everything always works itself out. Even if it seems like it's not working, it is working. You may not like it, but and it may not feel very good. It may not feel like progress at all. It could be a day, a month, a year, but just know that it's working out, man. Just go with the flow. Flow like water, man. Nobody told you today. You know I love your whole life. I am on a high. That's what I should say. Oh, speaking of on a high, get your plane tickets together. I got mine together. I got me a prepaid ticket before I hit record. I already had a prepaid ticket, so I came through. All I gotta do is go straight to my seat, which I'm about to do. Please join me in this flight. Get whatever you need to get it done, to be able to listen to me or just zone out and be in your element, man. It's no judgment zone over here at the Dope Made with Love show. Let me tell y'all about my last couple of weeks. So the last, first of all, these last episodes, the blessed episode, the 5th of May episode, to be anxious is to wait your turn episode, man. If you listen to the to be anxious, I don't know. I think it's to be anxious, to wait your turn, or to be patient. My man tried to clear it up on that blessed episode. But if you listen to that joint with me and Rick, I was talking about I went to the crawfish boil. Shout out to my man, Darren Thompson. I'm putting his name, his full name, out there because this man invited me to a special event, an exclusive event, and I had the time of my life, and I was dolo. Some of the most eventful things happen to me when I'm solo dolo. Have you ever noticed that? When you ever by yourself or traveling a place and you solo, that things just be happening. Free shit be happening. People be giving stuff away to me. I always got the right lane, right parking space, right everything. Everything just goes so right. I know y'all feel me, but I went to this joint Dolo. So, as you know, from the last episode, I didn't quite know what I was getting myself into because, like I said, I got invited on IG. I've never really hung out with this guy. This is my guy now. I know he got a whole tribe of love around him, of family and friends. But I'm going to, you know, speak out of turn, if I may so. This my guy, man. Crawfish, the first time I ever had crawfish. Now listen, I ain't gonna fire asses up on this crawfish because I really enjoyed it. It smelled great. The aroma is just getting out of my nose from that event. It's about 2 weeks ago. But as a East Coast representative, as a DC resident, born and raised, I don't see the point of crawfish, y'all. I don't see the point. All I did was eat the tail, and it was like a little bit of meat. It's like when you get them skinny, it felt like the little skinny shrimp that be in the shrimp fried rice around the way at the curry out. Like, they give you 100 of them, but they probably only equal up to 10 because they so small. That's how I felt. They taste like crabs, too, though. I really enjoyed the potatoes, the sausage paws. One of the few times that I enjoy sausage, or, you know, therefore think about putting the sausage in my mouth. So the time I did, that type of sausage was good as shit in that crawfish boil. It was just a nice vibe. So look, I never met my guy in person. I met him, we ran up on each other in the grocery store. He ran up on me, was like, "I love your whole life." That's how you get me. That's how I know, like, you fuck with me for real. Because if you walk up on me and be like, "I love your whole life," you don't even know my name, no nothing. You just like, "I love your whole life," I fuck with you. And that's what he did. And when I dropped that Blessed episode, I knew that I had some vetting to do. And I was looking at his page. I wasn't quite sure on the episode what I was getting my shit into. But, and on that to be anxious to wait your turn episode, I definitely let y'all know I didn't know what I was getting my hands into. So I pull up, you know, I waited all day. I drove an hour to get there. Waited all day. I was hella excited. I ain't gonna lie. I was just excited just to be around people I just don't even know, no connections to. So I pull up. I ask him, you know, I text him, like, "What you want me to bring?" Like, "Just bring the drinks, some shareable drinks." I'm like, "All right, bet." I sent it. I'm like, shit, he don't know I'm not the person to, I'm not the person to bring the drinks. I drink, but I'm not, like, the connoisseur in drinks. So I don't be knowing what people be drinking. I sip a little something and that's that. But if you tell me to bring a flight, bring a few plane tickets, I definitely know what that's all about. I know every airline. I know a couple travel agents. I can definitely bring that, you know, to the function. But I decided to pick up some Michelobes. When I went on this IG page, well, one of them, because the other one is just pure fucking comedy, but his real IG page, I was vetting it, and I saw a lot of, you know, of my Caucasian loved ones in his pictures. So I'm like, all right, bet I get the fucking Michelob. They gonna love this shit. Well, I pull up. It's about 6:37. It's a house full of us. I said, God damn, I could have brought the Heinekens or something, man. I don't even drink fucking Michelob. So I'm like, damn, but I get there and I see my sis, Maya. Shout out to Maya too, man. I see her and she looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing here? Because it's exclusive. It's like another part of her little tribe. You know, that's family or whatever. But, you know, we all have our little social circles outside of the gang gang. So I see her and then I'm like, all right, bet. go through. I see all of us. There's a couple of little Caucasians in there. It was cool, though. I had a good fucking time. I made my rounds. He made me feel very comfortable. Darren, if you ever listen to this podcast, I want you to know how much I needed that. I needed that in such a way. And I wrote about it in my journal about I was ready to meet some, be around some strangers. Because, you know, I've been back home for a while. So I'm starting to see a lot of people that I know. But I've been fiending for that, you know, that stranger love. That's what I love. People that don't know me, the straight genuine shit. But I felt so good there, man. I stayed all night. I was drunk as shit off this punch. It was two punches there, you know, and it's a punch at the function. It's a function. I couldn't do with the painkillers because I knew I had to take that little ride back. But that other drink turned me into a whole comedian, motivational speaker, MC, everything, man. I had a good fucking time. I'm so appreciative of that moment. And I didn't end up being the craw and the crawfish. You know, they didn't kidnap me and, you know, put me in the basement and try to have try to have sex with me. Because I'm in the fucking phase right now. So, you know, nah. But I had a good fucking time, man. I had a good time. It was just a vibe, man. He said it's social season. I got invited to the next one. You know, when you come through and it's a real tight-knit tribe, they don't really, you know, fuck with outsiders on the low, you know. They vetting you, making sure you good. And it was just a running joke. Everybody asking me, how did I meet? How do you know such as, you know, darn? Like, man, I'm an IG comment, man. Cool ass me, the neighborhood love dealer. That's how it is, man. When I rode Dolo, everything happens and open up for me. You never know where I might be at, you know, and I love it. I hope you love it too. I hope you just take the opportunity to do some new shit and be around some people you just don't know. You ain't gotta know them. I mean, you know, definitely be safe. Don't just pull up on anything. You know what I'm saying? Don't just accept every invitation, but just, you know, try some shit. People are fun, man. I know you meet people on the internet and you think internet is interneting, but, you know, it'd be some real motherfuckers on there, like real people, like real life people that live real lives day to day, take jokes and, you know, just, you know, they see a good vibe when they see one. They know a good vibe when they feel it, basically. But I ain't gonna wrap y'all up too much. I definitely just wanted to come on here and blast y'all about the time that I had over the couple of weeks. This is gonna be a little quick little 30-minute drink. This is a quick one-way flight to D.C., 30, 45 minutes type vibes. I ain't going to hold y'all too long. I'm definitely going to drop another episode. My man Rick, he's loving the podcast. I'm going to have to put that nigga on the payroll so he can become a host until he branch off and do his own thing. Because the vibe that we got and the feedback that I've gotten about his episodes with him on there is exactly what the fuck I expected. That's why I've been chasing this motherfucker since I started this podcast, because I knew we just go hand in hand. That's my friend in real life. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Pickle Rick. That's how I wanted to call him. But that's my man in real life, and we got great chemistry in real life. Like, anytime we together, it's up. But this past weekend, Mother's Day. It was just Mother's Day. Shout out to all the mothers. I ain't gonna hold you. I have two moms. And I don't know, the letter gang shit. I don't have two moms that go together and shit. I just got a biological mother and an adoptive mother, man. And I definitely, my adoptive mother is my biological mother. And my biological mother is a mother. She's a vessel. I ain't talked to that motherfucking couple years like now. Nah, but she, you know, I hope all is well with her. I just, you know, sometimes you ain't got time to spend a block. Once you lay that motherfucker shit down, you can't afford to spend a block, man. That's just not how it goes. I mean, I love her whole life and everything, but I just can't spend a block right now. We got some clarifications that's needed. But to all the moms out there, especially the moms that's really just sacrificing their livelihood for their young, for the youngins that's not even their youngins. If I can be DC for a minute, youngins, but for children that's not even there, I said children's with an S. Y'all, please stop me. Send the messages in and correct me. Give me a couple boos. I don't got my buttons today. I would have booed my ass for that one. Children's. That's crazy, Ty. But to all those who couldn't have their own and decided to still scoop up a motherfucker like me and swipe your card and adopt and do whatever you need to do to help someone that couldn't, you know, find the help in their biological foundation and their biological family. Like, we really appreciate you. On behalf of me, I appreciate you because that takes a lot. It get tricky, though, but it takes a lot. And it's not the episode to get all emotional because I told y'all I'm feeling very, very, very good today, man. Very good today. But shout out to the mothers again. If I had the applause button, then I would keep pressing it and pressing it. That's how much I honor you all for just doing what y'all do. Even if you playing the daddy role, you ain't playing no daddy. You ain't no daddy. It's like, nah, it's 2023. I don't need to let a gang on my dick. It's like, it's rubber. It ain't real. It's like, yes. But Mother's Day, we had a good time. My brothers came down. I have two brothers, if you guys didn't know. You probably don't know. I don't really talk about them much. Because I want them to come on an episode. You know what I'm saying? You got to really get to know these guys. Because they some cool guys. We, you know. I love them. The Smith boys, you know. But one of my brothers, man, did not listen to Whitney Houston, man. Whitney Houston said crack is whack. And this nigga here wants to go and try shit, being adventurous, and fucked around and got caught up. Now, it's not a funny thing, but this is my episode, and I'm keeping it high spirits. We know that all the shit that comes with being addicted to certain drugs and, you know, just drugs, period, not just certain drugs, but being addicted to anything, for real, for real. We know what comes with that addiction. You know something. You may not know, because I had a couple uncles, you know, a couple aunts, uncles, a couple elders that used to be on it, and you know, you see them as a child. But when it's your brother, dog, and you got a brother like mine's, we are very silly motherfuckers. Crack a lot of jokes. So this is like the second time I done seen him since I've been gone away, and since I've since I found out what the fuck going on. So it's the second time around. It's almost like the second time you've been invited to the house. Like, I'm not about to get you a cup. You know where that shit at. You welcomed. You're here. So the second time I seen him, it's on. The jokes is flying. I'm talking about my jokes is Ed Jordan. I'm firing this motherfucker. I have every chance I get. We driving. We going to get some crabs. Shout out to all the people that still fucking with the bodies. I ain't gonna get on your ass, you crab leg, seafood, boil, eating ass mother. But y'all blowing me. This for my bodies. Love bodies. We gonna get some crabs. So yeah, you know, it's just me and my brother. We been out in public, all three of us. We always had like my father around. He gonna lay the land. He gonna lay the shit down. Like, we can't play too much around him with fucking with John, cause this shit affects everyone, you know, internally and also externally in a sense. But nonetheless, we gonna get the crawfish. So we in there. So he get in there. He asking for everything, oysters, all the extravagant shit. First of all, we like, oh, Slim, I know you ain't got five on it, Lunas. I know you ain't got nothing on it, so just chill, play your position. So it's other people coming in, and that's more of a distraction. It's the white people coming in. My Caucasian loved ones, I love your whole life, but hey. Where I'm at sometimes in certain places, if you're black, you can stick out like a sore thumb. And there was three thumbs in that motherfucking store that day getting them crabs. And one of them thumbs has been bruised and slightly accused of taking it too fucking far at times. He wants to get loud. Like, we know, okay, it's your outside voice, but this is like, it's crack outside voice. Like, a crackhead. And trust me, I don't believe in that crackhead shit. I've gotten permission to say it. My brother is aware of what stage he is in life. He's not hiding behind it. It's not like he's boisterous. It's not what you think. It's not what I would have thought when we hear crackhead. He just got some shit going on with him, but he's still there. My brother, he there somewhere inside. I see him. I sense it. He not completely gone. He coming back. Trust me. Everything gonna work out for him. But this motherfucking crackhead voice outside?
I ain't whatever. I be embarrassed and shit, but
I rarely get embarrassed. I rarely, because I understand shit, but this guy, I was kind of embarrassed. Like, hold on, it's our other loved ones in here, and we ain't trying to be like that. We trying to be conservative. You in here acting like we ain't got no money. You're talking loud like we ain't got no money. Asking for deals. Y'all appreciate the deals, but this is a different type of deal coming from a crackhead. Let me stop calling that nigga that. Because I don't do that. I'm just doing it. It's entertainment purpose. Don't take me too serious on here, y'all. Don't do that. Don't take me too serious. But look. He still like drinks. And, you know, he'll indulge in some tree here and there. But he on some Western medication as well. That's, I believe, in my opinion, IMO, that
is fucking with his equilibrium.
It's fucking with its equilibrium. It ain't all crack. Because crack is, yeah, but come on now. This shit is getting a little ridiculous. Overall, I had a good time with him. But just to say, like, we joke and we laugh. That's why I got to get him on the show. Because you're going to see. Because he's a lovely soul spirit. He's always been friendly. Always been outgoing. Always been full of information. Always been smart. Always been ahead of shit. He just got caught up. But I'm the little sister that's going to come through with this shit. I don't got no shit. He get the rules, so we going to a party, so he get the little rules, like, you know, don't do too much, basically, for my father. I say, I'm not that nigga babysitter. And I am my brother's keeper. Don't get me fucked up. But I'm not that nigga babysitter. No. He know ain't nothing down here amongst family that he gonna get that done fucked him up. So he ain't gonna get no crack down here. But I know it's certain triggers that will escalate. And, you know, some of the damage has been done and it will be rebuilt one day. But until then, I know how far we gonna let him take it. But I'm not about to hawk him. You know, he's not he's not my little brother. He's not my little brother. I'm the little sister. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no control. I'm not about to take control over him right now just because he's in his element. He's in this phase in life temporarily. You know what I'm saying? But he's just a riot. I don't want to talk too much about him because you got to hear him to believe me, to see this, to experience this shit. But it's definitely been, it's been fucking entertaining to have a brother on crack. This shit is real. It's hard to explain, but like I said, I'm on this flight, quick little flight in and out the city real quick. And just for disclaimer purposes, because I be on the internet and I see that sometimes people just take shit so fucking literal. I'm not on an airplane right now, you guys. I'm not on a 757 Boeing. I'm not in the sky, literally. Figuratively, I'm on a kite. I'm on a cloud. I'm in the clouds and I'm feeling good. Hey, let me do a quick commercial and shout out. I don't have a real commercial, but this is just how you manifest shit. So I'm going to speak it into existence. If anybody's out there that has any natural insect repellent, that has a product that would love to be sponsored, get some exposure and promotion for, and it works in the country. Cause right now, y'all don't know, but I'm scratching like a motherfucker. Something bit me. Three things done bit me. three different insects that bit me. I got three different bites on me right now. So that's another reason why I'm about to land and, you know, we getting out this airport. We going to end this episode, but I just wanted to talk about my brothers. We had a good time. Shout out to my other brother, Fred. I love Fred whole life. Fred showed up. Fred wanted to be a big brother so bad. My father was blocking shit for a long time, but at this age and this stage in our lives, man, I appreciate the cohesiveness between us. You know, when we come together, we like a unit for real. We handle shit. Yeah, it might look on the outside like, you know, we play a lot and all that, but when we handle business behind the scenes, we really handling business, and we got some real leadership quality. All my siblings, you know what I'm saying? Both of them, they got leadership qualities, but me and Fred, when we tag up, that's where it's at, yo. That used to be my dog till he went home, when he went away from college. When he went away to college, that's another episode that I got to bring up. That's something else I need to bring up on an episode. Let me get that correctly. Where's the boo? I need my boo button. Boo! Get your shit together. It's the bites. They tear my ass up before the sake of this drop. I will not stop. I didn't even mean to rhyme, but I did it. But yeah, me and Fred, man, I love that man. Down Norfolk, he went to Norfolk State University. Shout out to the Spartans. That green and yellow or gold. I think it's yellow, though. The green and yellow. HBCU, he is a Sigma, I believe. If I'm not Alpha, I don't know. It's the black and gold. I don't want to disrespect. Y'all know. We can't cross the line with them letters and the other letters and the Greek letters. We don't play with no letters. We can't play with no letters in the world at this day and age in 2023. But shout out to him, man. He came through. I appreciate his whole life. If he ever gets to hear this or someone who knows him, ever tell him when I'm gone that I really, really love his whole life. And this weekend was the best weekend I've had with them in a long time. It was such an honor and privilege to share the space with them. And I know they're my brothers, but we ain't get to kick it a lot coming up, you know? So, shout out to them. Other than that, they tearing my asses up out here, man. Let's see what else I can say. I just want to give y'all some jewels real quick, because I know the world is moving rapidly. It's rapidly moving, and shit can be coming from both ways, left and right, up and down, but I need you to hold on. I'm gonna let that marinate real quick. I ain't gone blank. We still on air, but let me let that marinate. Hold on. Just hold on, man. Sit still for a minute if you have to. Until it figures itself out, because it will. You will get that information. It will download. It will come right to you. Your solution will be right there. But in the meantime, between time, however long that time is, just hold on, man. It's coming. It's coming. I know. Everybody be like, it's coming. When is it? You want to know when the fuck is this coming. Just hold on, though. It's coming. Trust me. And not me as me, because I know I don't know you. I don't know nothing about you. I don't know what you look like, smell like, where you work, what you're wrong or good. But I'm telling you, from the sound of my voice, just hold on, man. And when you holding on, sprinkle some joy on that shit. It's one thing to wait, period. You know what I'm saying? Just be waiting around, not knowing. But it's another thing to, like, wait in a fucked up mood. Because it feel like when you're in a bad mood, shit just be longer. Like when you at work, when it's time to leave work and you just focus on leaving work and you know you don't want to be here no more. It's just that last 30 minutes will feel like an hour. You right there. You that close. You 15 minutes away from everything that you need to solve what you need to solve at this moment. Just hold on. Just hold on real quick, y'all. Just real quick, and put a smile on your face while you're doing it. Gratitude is the attitude. I know that's one of the parables of today. Everybody talking in rhythm and rhyme, but listen to me. In divine time, and everything will expose itself. You know what I'm saying? Slow motion better than no motion. Slow motion better than no motion. Even if the motion is only in your head. Thinking is an exercise. Thinking is an advanced, you know, solution, you know, to get your shit off for the bus right out the sky. And ask for big shit. Expect big shit to come. And expect free shit. Y'all don't know. In my life, I've always had this vibe that I want everything free and paid in full. That's just how I'm rolling. Yes, some things I've had to pay for and be responsible for, but on the most part, most of the things that come to me is free. Not been taken advantage of, not manipulating the situation to get free things. I'm talking about giving. Living off the land which is the people and everything and resources that come with it. You know what I'm saying? So just hold on. It's coming. And like I always like to say, the demons having a gangster party and they're giving out free tickets. They're dressed to impress, disguised in success. Please, please, please don't get caught slipping. Because it's so easy to get caught slipping. We're all vulnerable to slip. This shit really happens. A slip, just one slip, can fucking flip your whole life. No pun intended. And love your whole life. And whole life is whatever helps others live every day. Stay still, hold on, and everything will always work itself out. I am the neighborhood love dealer. This is another episode of Dope Made with Love. I'm on location. I got to run to somewhere and get some aloe vera plant because I took one for the team. Because that's what I do. That's what I'm going to continue to do is take one for the team. For the betterment of the team, for the betterment of the goal, the advancement of opportunities of this big dream that I have. Some things feel like slow motion. When I wasn't really dropping, it was slow motion, but I'm still thinking about it every day. May not drop the recording, but I record some, didn't like it, but I kept moving. You know what I'm saying? Just practicing. Practice. Practice. Stop lying to yourself. If you're going to lie about something, lie about some good shit on yourself, and that shit going to pop off. Believe it. You know, thank you for tuning in, y'all. If nobody told you today, I love your whole life. Check us out on Anchor. Check us out on Spotify. Shout out to y'all, Spotify podcasters, all the listeners, all my loved ones. We on IG, Dope Made with Love, at Dope Made with Love. If you want to check me out on my little day-to-day, you know, in my little realm of love, unconditional love, that is, check me out at I Love Your Whole Life. That's at I Love Your _ Whole Life. And, T-shirts on the way, gear on the way. It's just here. It's not even on the way. It's here. Just catch up to me. I am the neighborhood love dealer. I don't know if my theme song playing in the background, but it might be. But if not, you know what to do, man. And I'm out this motherfucker. Leave a message too. I got this voice drink. Let me holler at you. Let me hear who listening. All right.